I've always loved the seasons. Not anyone in particular, but more a sense of how things change. How they gradually slip from one to the next. A new environment, a new set of possibilities. And that's just how it's been with us. Nothing could have been more appropriate than having us start in the fall with your fall. I knew from the moment we met that you were going to be mine. The only real question that I had was just how far I could push you, how complete your surrender to me would be. I wondered how far you would fall, how deep your desire to submit to me would be. And when you fell hard. And I loved every minute of it. And you did too. And when you told me you needed a woman who could be cruel to you, I wondered if you actually knew what you were getting into. But each time I gave you a test, and each time I challenged you, you passed with flying colors. And slowly you came to realize that I'm not just cruel as an act. It's my nature, really. And you being drawn to cruelty must be yours as well. Your fall was all about opening up to me and sharing those things you've never shared with anyone else. I delighted in finding ways to use each and every secret, confession, and dark desire against you, teasing you with them, tormenting you, and making sure that you felt the power that your secrets gave me over you. Having the keys to your mind allowed me to unlock so many things. To let them build, making them part of our bond and our connection. I wanted you to feel the need, the desire, the desperation for all those things. And then once you did, I wanted to addict you to them. I fed that addiction until you couldn't separate me from your needs and your desires. I knew that your fall was complete when you said, I love you. Like the leaves falling from the trees, everything that I did left you bare, exposed, vulnerable, and waiting. Your fall gave way to winter, and like the season itself, I started to grow colder. I withdrew, gradually at first. But soon you felt the true chill of my coldness. Those things you needed, the things I indulged so lavishly, the things I made into your addictions, I began to take them away from you, one by one, slowly, painfully, and watching you go through the withdrawal. Watching what happens to an addict when he is denied something he needs. Oh, that pain was not just physical. No, it was emotional, psychological. And as your neediness just grew, I savored it. I saw the look of betrayal in your eyes as you felt the true nature of cruelty. I wanted to see you suffer. And for months, I let you feel what it was like to be indulged and understood. You thought my teasing and humiliation was my cruelty. But now that winter has come, you started to understand that I only gave you those things in order to take them away from you. And one by one, I have. There is a special pain that comes from knowing that I understood what you needed. And for a time I was able to give it to you. A taste of honey, if you will. Things that will live on in your mind, probably forever. As memories, of course. Because now, winter is the season of denial. Now, that doesn't mean I've forgotten altogether. That would be too easy. Our days, our conversations, Nearly every interaction is filled with little reminders of things you no longer get. And I'll tell you why. Because you are weak and pathetic. An addict. And as I deny your addictions, one by one, all that's left in the end is me. Your tormentor. Your mistress. Your owner. And your final addiction. I watched with delight as the winter broke you, wondering just how much more you could take. And your misery, well, that became my addiction, and making it grow more and more complete. Well, that became my passion. And by the time we reached the end of the season, you'd grown hopeless. I had stolen from you everything that you'd ever dreamed about, taken them from you, and locked them away, and never for a moment letting you forget that they were still there, just out of reach. And once you understood that there was nothing that you could do about it, I watched you break, crumble, fall apart completely. And I didn't comfort you or reassure you. Instead, I just watched, seeing everything you wanted and needed taken from you, until all that was left was me. The last thing, the only thing really. And I could see your eyes in the mix of desperation, longing, and hopelessness that filled me with such satisfaction and desire of my own. And when there was nothing left, spring arrived. A time of renewal and rebirth, transformation, if you will. And following suit, our relationship transformed as well. Now that I had emptied you of your own desires, I refilled you with my own. I began by locking your cock away in such a beautiful steel chastity tube, and I trained your body to accept it. The torture of morning erections, the frustration of orgasm denial, oh, and taking away your masturbation privileges, which I know had been your last and only source of pleasure, I also trained you to please me. With your mouth, with your fingers, and with your body, I showed you how to really pleasure me, and I'd offer some of your fetishes and desires as temptations and rewards. But gradually, your own desires for release and pleasure, well, that was transmuted into bringing me to orgasm. I developed little rituals, like having you wake me up each morning by eating my pussy to orgasm, and listening to me every single night while I use my vibrator, while I make myself come. All while you squirmed in the bed next to me, all locked up and denied. God, I loved playing with your cage, watching you moan and squirm. And just seeing you needing to come so desperately. And just teasing you to the edge. Only to have you bury your face between my legs to give me the very orgasms that you were denied. And as days turned to weeks, weeks into months, your cock was no longer yours. And your pleasure, well, that was no longer part of the equation. And soon, you'd find an impulse whenever you were horny to want to make me come. It was wonderful. Programmed to fulfill your needs and desires by giving me pleasure. My orgasms gave you satisfaction, and I think that your brain began to process them as your own release. I mean, it was as close as you would get to an orgasm. And so, we grew closer again. And as my coldness dissipated with the warmth of the new season, we'd touch, we'd kiss, and we'd just hold each other closely. I loved having you look at my body, my lips, my eyes. I could tell that your love had turned to something more. Devotion. Surrender. Worship, even. As the weather grew warmer, spring faded, and then we began the summer of your discontent. I replaced your cock cage with a new one. It was smaller, of course, made of black resin, and inside the tube was a line of sharp spikes. Dozens of them, really. And when I first placed it on your cock, you winced pretty hard. And then when I closed that lock, oh god, I felt such a rush. And I knew that your new cage wasn't just going to prevent your orgasms. Oh no, no. It was going to punish your erections. Cruelly. Inescapably. And once it was locked in place, and the key was on my necklace, dangling between my breasts, I leaned over you and whispered into your ear. It was something I knew would turn you on. Something to excite you, arouse you. One of those deep, dark secrets I had so thoroughly indulged and then cruelly taken away from you all those months ago. And as your cock stiffened in response to my words, you started to squirm and then moan. And soon you were begging for me to take that cage off, begging for mercy. And you were crying too, real tears. And I just sat back and watched, smiling. And I laughed to myself, thinking about the fact that your pain and your torment was entirely under your control. After all you had to do was not get hard. You just had to not get aroused. Just stop thinking about all those delightful things that I used to do to you, and all those things that I used to do for you. I admit, I couldn't resist making it feel worse for you, letting you know that they were all back on the table now. Reminding you, your addictions never disappeared. They just fell dormant, hibernating for the winter, budding again in the spring, and now blossoming in the summer. Those things that drive you wild with passion, with desire, with desperation and need. All those things that make your cock hard. So very hard, too. I'm going to use them all again. But this time, it's to truly torture you. To punish your cock each and every time you get hard. Knowing that you can't help yourself or even prevent it. To feel your tears coat my thighs as you eat my pussy in complete agony. Oh, and teasing you mercilessly. Letting your cage punish you for my own amusement. I know all your secrets, your desires, fetishes, and kinks. And I know exactly how to use them against you. I know how to play with your addictions, because after all, I am the one who made them real for you. And as much as your body suffers, and as much as your mind wants to push them away, you just won't be able to. Mm-mm. No. Because they are truly addictions, and they're all mine to control. You will come to fear them. To dread them, and you'll beg for me to stop. But I won't. Ever. And even though you grow to hate them, once I bring them to life again, you won't be able to help yourself. You will fall right back into those old patterns, old addictions, old desires and needs. You know, those ones that you've kept harbored deep inside of you for your entire life. And each time you fall for me, that addiction will only grow deeper. The agony and suffering will be worse. And for reasons your rational mind just can't comprehend, your love for me will grow even deeper and more profound. My pleasure, my laugh, and my smile, they will be the only things that give your suffering meaning. And as bad as the pain gets, I promise you that they'll make it all worthwhile. And only then will you realize just how completely I have colonized your mind, and just how cruel I can be. If you enjoyed this audio and want to hear more, check out my Patreon at patreon.com/mistressAzralyn.